I'm still frustrated from last night. Things happen in halftime. I'm sick of the bands. My panic research is no help. I sink into myself, afraid of the fall that never ends. I wait, but I'm too tired to play pretend. I'll suffocate until.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Podzilla 1985. Zach, take it for the intro.
Are you serious right
Yeah,
now?
Go ahead. You big shot. You be a big man. You want to be
You've already taken the first line.
Oh, I said hello. You introduced.
That's what I was going to say.
Tell us what we're doing today.
Well, give me your notes.
No. You introduce the show.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the prime episode of Podzilla 1985. Here, I fucking forgot.
Just All right, ahead. Well, I'm your host. I'm your host, Shannon Young, as always. Thank you, Zach, for that wonderful introduction. With us today, as always, Zach Price.
Yeah.
Lindsay Wolf gone from Blogzilla in 1982. I don't know.
82?
I don't know.
At
That's
least go
83. And Jesse Kimball from Pen and Nerd.
Hello, everyone.
Jesse, I think we should mention that we are recording on the new equipment that you graciously bought for both shows, as in you bought and wished people would give you money for it, and no one has.
That part. That's the truth part.
I'll give you some sunflower seeds.
Yeah, fuck your sunflower seeds.
Oh, fuck you, Jesse.
We're already getting into the anger. For those of you that don't know, the Sunday show is always different from the rest of the shows. We talk about a variety of things here, including sunflower seeds, which Zach has graciously brought and will be eating through the
is it better than the
duration
powder,
of the show.
Is it better than the powdered donuts last week?
I don't know. What would you rather eat, powdered donuts or sunflower seeds?
I'd rather eat donuts.
You know, well, here's why I don't like sunflower seeds. It reminds me of when I was in high school, and anybody that went to Meridian out there that's listening to this don't know what I'm talking about. The sheer amount of fucking sunflower seeds you would see all over that school. Those motherfuckers were addicts. It was...
They were actually powdered with, like, cocaine instead of salt.
Yeah. That's how they got them through customs, yeah. But it was ridiculous.
It really was.
Yeah, everyone that's out there that went to Meridian, they know what I'm talking about, and they're laughing right now. Both of them. I think Tanner and you. Like, that's it, right?
Well, that would also imply CJ went there. I mean, he might listen to the show.
I would say that would imply that CJ listens to the show, which I don't think he's ever listened to a single
episode. And nor did he went to Meridian.
Oh, he didn't?
No,
he went to... I thought you two went to the same school.
I went to Meridian until, like, almost high school, and then I went to Egyptian.
Ah, okay.
Which is ironic because I went to...
Tanner also then went to Egyptian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the irony being that I went to Egyptian and then moved to Meridian. It's funny how the world works, isn't it? Lindsay, you're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You went to, like, an all-white school, right?
It wasn't all white. It was, like, 98%.
So you liked it?
It was school.
Was it most Amish?
No.
There are a lot of Amish people out there.
They'd be a lot cooler if you went to a most Amish school.
But Amish people actually, by law, don't have to go to school after 13.
We did actually have a few students in our school.
Goddamn right.
You look Amish.
You do. You are starting to look Amish. That beard.
Thank you. I've been saying that for months.
You got that epic beard. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's epic.
I mean, I don't dress Amish, so there's
not yet. I think you should.
Dude, do it one day.
I think, okay, here's my idea that I ran by Lindsay last night, and she doesn't like it. I want to shave my head.
No!
And shave my beard, and I want to go as the Kingpin for Christmas. I mean,
Christmas. Halloween.
Sorry.
What if, I think we should dress Jesse up one day as Bray Wyatt.
Jesse, you go as Bray Wyatt, I'll go as Wilson Fisk. Because I think about this. If you shave my head and you cut the beard off, I kind of look like Vincent D'Onofrio in that role.
A little bit.
I really do. It's kind of scary, you know? Zach, we won't mention too much about it because Zach hasn't watched it yet.
I mean, I'll close my ears and ramble, like, and just...
That's what you do on these shows anyway.
Well, no, I'm saying...
You don't listen to us, and you just ramble.
I'll close my ears, and I go, oh, while you guys talk about it.
Because if we talk about anything other than wrestling, he has no idea what's going on.
Motherfucker, you asking about the Cardinals or any other kind of sport? I bet I got you beat.
Segue. Let's transition into this, okay. Mr. Sports Guy. First story I've got here on my list. Copyright, Blogzilla, 1922. Actually, Lonnie sent me this a couple of days ago. He listened to the show about white privilege, and he sent me this story and said, this is the perfect example of white privilege, but I'm not so sure. So ESPN reporter Britt McHenry, Jesse, are you familiar with Britt McHenry?
Wasn't that the gymnast?
No, she's a reporter.
Oh.
What's her name? ESPN. Britt McHenry?
Britt McHenry. She's this really pretty, plucky little white girl, blonde white girl. She went to a parking lot garage. What do you call it? I don't know. To get her car back or
garage,
or something.
A parking garage.
I don't sweat the
parking lot.
I don't sweat the details. This isn't a newspaper. This is just a blog. So
I've never seen this chick before.
Well, she goes there. She goes to get her car out, and she just berates the person behind the glass that she's talking to. She basically calls her fat. Says she has no teeth. Says that she's on TV and the other girl is in a trailer park. I mean, just demeans her horribly. And then you get that great moment where she looks up and sees the video camera and gets that holy shit look on her face. Like a done goofed, you know? Well, they suspended her for a week, ESPN did. And I don't know. Does this cover white privilege? Does white privilege apply to this? What do you think? Again, the argument for white privilege is that white people have it easier, that we have we have an advantage over everybody else because we're white.
Well, what do you have to look at, like, if the role were reversed?
If it were a black reporter.
Like, if it were a black reporter and she did all of that, what do you think the punishment would be?
I think it would be the same only because it's, again, I think it's less about the color of their skin and more about who they are and what they're doing. I mean, if she's a reporter for ESPN, it's probably going to be the same punishment anyway, whether she was black, white, male, female. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me it sounds like a reasonable punishment.
Yeah.
Like, you're suspended without pay for a week.
Well, plus... go ahead, Zach.
I think it's different because I've never even seen this chick before. I think she's more... I've never seen her. I don't know how often she's been on ESPN. When I think of ESPN, I think of Scott Van Pelt, the coach, Todd Grisham, Rachel... forget all the other names.
It's amazing how many WWE names you've thrown in there that work for ESPN now. That's crazy.
Scott Van Pelt hasn't. Thank you.
Renee Young's going there eventually.
Robert Flores, who, by the way, is a wrestling fan. But I would think that they will get a bigger punishment if they got busted. I don't know who this chick is. I think she got a smaller punishment.
I don't think she should have been punished in the first place.
What did the person do to provoke her to do this?
I don't know if they released that part, because, you know, that makes less of a story than ESPN reporter berates
I don't think we
poor
have
a person.
I don't think we can make a judgment on this yet until
I don't think she should get in trouble, because it's not like she was on ESPN doing this.
She represents the company.
But you can't expect someone to, like, watch what they do 24/7 just because they're on TV.
Shannon has experience with this.
Yes, I absolutely have. And actually, this ties into both the top stories I want to talk about. I don't know if you knew, but I was fired from GameStop for remarks I made on my personal Facebook about someone at GameStop. And I don't think this person should be punished for something that she did outside of the company. You know, it's like with me, I mentioned GameStop. That was what got me fired. She didn't mention ESPN. This had nothing to do with it. If someone didn't,
she said she was on TV. And
where she was.
But she's at the, where was she? Where's the parking garage at?
USA.
Okay, so
America.
I still think you should get punished because you represent this company. You are.
ESPN anywhere in that, then I could see a punishment being viable.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure what Shannon is saying is accurate. Like, she never said ESPN. She just said, I'm on TV.
Yeah, she said, I'm on TV. She was throwing down that, do you know who I am card.
I still think you should get some kind of, maybe not punished, but she should get
say spanking?
No, speaking.
Okay.
She should get spoken to because she does represent, you are a face for a TV show. You do go on live TV. You do talk. People eventually know who you are. You know, I do think, yeah.
And she was a plucky white. I mean, she is a pretty cute white girl. Blonde,
it's
white
funny.
Girl.
So yeah.
I would agree, though, that this has nothing to do with white privilege.
I don't think so. Lindsay, you're a white woman. What do you think? Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, all right, when it comes to white privilege, who do you think is most privileged? Most privileged. Me and Jesse or pretty little white girls?
It depends on the situation. But I guarantee you they play that I'm a cute little rich white girl card very often.
Yeah, for example, I know a lot of cute little white girls that have never gotten a ticket.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But have been pulled over far more often than I have.
Yeah. Now, in a case like that, when it comes to police pulling people over, I definitely think there's some white privilege going on with that in most cases, but not all cases. It's unfair to say all white people are privileged. I talked about that on the show last week, I think. But in this particular case, I don't think white privilege plays a role.
I don't either.
So I'm sorry, Lonnie. I couldn't confirm your suspicion.
If Lonnie can give us an example, or if anyone, like any of you listeners, can give us an example of a black reporter in a similar situation getting a far worse punishment from ESPN, then we can definitely call white privilege. But, I mean, it's really specific, I know. But
I can't think of any black reporters that have ever been penalized for anything. I don't mean that in a racist way. I just can't think of any black...
I can't think of any that have made headline news.
No. The only one I can remember, there was a black newscaster couple years ago, and it's all over the internet. It was one of those big, it's in those compilation videos where she thinks they're cutting away.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, you know, what the fuck are you doing? And then she had to apologize for it, but nothing happened to her. She didn't get, but she wasn't shaming anybody. You know, I guess the argument with this is that this girl is, you know, shaming people. She's actually pointing out her privilege. I think that's where the mistake comes from. She's pointing out her privileges, that she is a rich white girl and this person's working in a,
but I feel like race had nothing to do with it.
No,
it's
I don't
more
think race.
Like,
yeah, because she never mentioned race in it.
Like, I am a rich person.
This is, this is.
Rich and famous.
I think too many people make the mistake. They don't know the difference between status versus privilege. Mm-hmm. And there was a big difference versus, you know, status versus privilege.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. That is where I think this is coming from. Moving on to the next article of people doing dumb shit and getting caught. Boy, this one pisses me off. I, just writing this one down, I got so angry. So out in, I think it was Texas, yeah, there's a Texas veterinarian named Dr. Kristen Lindsay who posted a photo on social media of herself with a dead cat. And this cat, she killed with a bow and arrow. This cat had an arrow sticking out of its head, and she's holding it up in the picture. And she posted this on social media, I think it was Facebook, I may be wrong, with the tag that says, hey, look what I did. So she left a comment on that that said, my first, and I'm quoting, my first bow kill, lol. The only good feral tomcat is one with an arrow through its head. Vet of the Year award gladly accepted. This is what she said. She is a veterinarian, and she posted this for people to see. Are you showing him the picture?
God damn, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That is ridiculous.
That picture disturbed me. I want to get through the story first before I start giving my personal feelings on the thing. So they looked into it. The place where she looked, which is the Washington County's Animal Clinic, flooded with calls. Their website crashed from so many people getting on there and complaining because people were pissed off. It turns out that it might not even be a feral cat. This isn't confirmed, but it might not be a feral cat. But apparently an elderly couple, their cat Tiger, went missing the same day that this cat was shot with the bow and arrow. So there's a chance that it was this elderly couple's pet.
Anyway, right. And that's one thing. Why would you shoot? Like, why would you just assume that it's a wild cat and then shoot it in the head with an arrow?
Why would you shoot a cat in the head with an arrow to begin with?
Seriously.
You know, she then went on Facebook, I assume, and posted again, I quote, no, I did not lose my job, LOL, psh. I don't know how to, that's the noise, psh. Like someone would get rid of me, I'm awesome, is what she said. Guess what happened to her?
She got fired.
I imagine that got her fired.
She got fired. She got fired, she shut down her Facebook, and she may face animal cruelty charges. All right, so good. That's the story. That's the official story. Now, here's my take on it. I'm an animal person. You know me. I love cats especially, and I'm a huge animal rights guy. And I don't like hunting in general. I have a lot of friends that hunt, and they have to explain, you know, maybe I'm a dick, but I call them out on it. Oh, you went and shot this, you went and shot that. But at least when they shoot these things, I know they're shooting them for food. They're shooting them for population control, whatever it is. They have a reason. They don't take pleasure in just murdering animals, as far as I know.
Well.
As far as I know. But to go out and shoot a cat with a fucking bow and arrow, and then you're a veterinarian on top of it, and you post it on Facebook for people to see, that takes what I did at GameStop and makes it look, you know, unimportant. Suddenly, I feel like a hero. Like, this cunt. This
oh,
fucking
shit.
Cunt.
Is this our first cunt on the show?
This
yes,
may be the
is.
First cunt. But, I mean, my God. To shoot a cat with a fucking bow and arrow and to be proud of it. What a stupid little cunt you have to be to do that. Am I wrong on this?
Yeah. I would not want
totally
her helping
you.
My animals if she's out killing other ones.
And I'm glad she's facing charges for this.
I think she should face charges on it. Now, it's going to be so hard to pin on her that she knew it wasn't a feral cat, because there's probably some law that if a feral cat is, I don't know, maybe threatening your animals or something, you have a right to shoot it. My dad, when I was a kid, there was a feral cat when we moved into our house, and he shot it, and I was pissed off at that. It just pisses me off. There's better ways to deal with these things.
Now I've lost my train of thought, but I definitely think she should get punished, because if you said they don't know for sure, but they're considering it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about these teens? I think it was like 2 or 3 months ago. These teens in some state, I think it's like Montana or somewhere like that, they posted on Snapchat. They took like 3 puppies and beheaded them, and then like posed with them on Snapchat. And they're already getting charged. Like they're getting actually charged for this.
Well, they should.
How should she not? And she goes and throws it for everybody to see.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
You know, and not only that, and I'm not one to advocate. What do you call it? Social media justice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a couple years ago, there was the girl that filmed herself throwing puppies into the river?
Yeah.
There was one where he was throwing cats off a cliff. And these people, the internet found them, and they didn't even have evidence of who they were. It wasn't on their Facebook. These people tracked them down and made them pay for it.
Yeah, it was a big, like, internet-wide witch hunt.
Yeah.
Because they didn't live in the U.S.
No, this was, I forget which country it was, but yeah, it was definitely foreign.
Yeah, I think one, the guy throwing the puppies off a cliff, I want to say was, I think that was somewhere in Russia, maybe?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, why the fuck would you do that?
No, I mean, what goes through your mind? Before the show, CJ was here, and we were talking about it, and, you know, he mentioned that's the first step towards serial killer, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Like, it's documented. Killing small animals, and you work your way up to bigger stuff, that is absolutely a real thing. How else can you explain a veterinarian, who, by the way, if you saw the picture of her, also pretty little white girl, so maybe she'll get away with it, who knows? But what would cause them to think it would be a good idea to not only kill an animal, but display it proudly? You know?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I know in some places they have a problem with population control of cats. Like, you have just wild cats breeding, making more wild cats that, you know, make more wild cats.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe from her point of view, like, that's an issue where she's at, and she's helping with population control, or she thought she was. Not knowing she killed the elderly neighbor's cat.
Yeah, tiger.
Yeah. But even then, like, there are other ways to deal with it, like you said.
Yeah, especially a veterinarian should know the difference between murdering an animal.
And it doesn't feel like she's looking that way. If you're holding up the cat with the arrow through its head, that's more of a, hey, look at the small target that I hit.
Well, I mean, she said, hey, look what I did, my first bow kill, and then she laughed about it.
Yeah, because, like, around here, there's actually, like, a local veterinarian that every time they see one of these wild cats, because we have a bit of a problem with that around this area.
Yeah.
Like, they see them, they take them to the office, like the veterinarian office, and they go ahead and get them spayed and or neutered, and or spayed or neutered.
For transgender cats.
For transgender cats.
For she-male cats, yeah.
So they, you know, they get the necessary stuff done, and then they crop their ear just to show that it was done.
I saw that online.
And then they,
you
know, put
them.
The cat back into the wild.
Right.
That's a much more humane and more sensical way of dealing with it.
Than shooting him
in the head.
Than
shooting it in the head.
With a bow. I told Lindsay this in the car. I mean, it's kind of an exaggeration, but to me, it's like if you were a doctor and you posted on your Facebook a picture of you...
Killing a hobo.
Stabbing a hobo and saying, well, got rid of another, you know, another homeless guy.
Another drain on society.
Yeah. Doctor of the year. Nah, of course, that's an exaggeration. That would be much worse if they did that. Well...
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I hold animals in higher regard than humans anyway, so. But it just makes me sick. I could talk about this forever because, goddamn, this is one of those times that you want to forego all legal recourse and you want to slip the daredevil mask on, and I want to find this bitch and just beat her blindly with a bat. You know, I do. I wish nothing but pain and torment on her.
I think of the arrow. You have felled this city.
I take that arrow from that cat's head and stab it in her stupid heart. I might get in trouble for saying that.
A little bit.
You want to talk? You want to segue?
No, well, actually, no. I have
you stab her in the foot. That's non-lethal, and that'll get the message across.
All right, and for those of you that can't see me, when we say foot, we're doing air quotations. one other thing, I didn't write this down, but we're talking about animals and what have happened to them. There was another story I read today about a guy whose dog went missing, and he asked his neighbors about it. They said they didn't know. He actually found where they buried his dog. Turns out they killed it and buried it. And didn't tell him. But the law can't do anything about it because apparently they said that the dog was getting into their chickens and they were just defending their chickens, even though they found no evidence of chickens with it. So the guy's dog was basically killed, buried, lied to, and he's got nothing. He can't do anything about it.
I hate people.
I hate people too, man.
People suck.
Goddamn. Zach, you had a segue you were going to try to make before I depressed you.
Oh, I got you. I got you on this one.
All right, what do you got?
They said the internet hunting them down.
Yeah.
Go to William Regal. Is he going to have an internet hunting people now for him?
That is a pretty good segue. Oh, high five. All right. I saw it on 4. You probably saw it on 411 Wrestling as well. No, you didn't. What did you see it on?
Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. Yeah, apparently somebody, you know who William Regal is, Jesse.
Name sounds really familiar.
British wrestler in the WWE.
Chris Jericho peed in his teacup one time.
That sounds interesting.
I'm sure if you saw him, you would know who it was. Someone called his house and threatened his family. Said something like, I'll take away everything you love or something like that. Regal posted the guy's phone number on the internet, and said, can anybody help track this person down? They just threatened my family.
I didn't know he put the phone number on the internet.
He put the phone number on the internet.
Damn, William Regal's a badass. He's a badass.
Well, it turns out the last thing I read about it, the last update I got, was the guy, the number was traced to a medical center of some kind. I don't know what that, I don't know what has, that has to do with it, but yeah, apparently that's what happened.
They'll figure it out.
They will.
Just IRS, look
up William Regal.
I did. For those that care, I looked up William Regal.
And you do know who he is.
I did recognize the man.
He needs to hire Big Boss Man to get him for him.
If only the Big Boss Man weren't dead, that would work. Well, you know what we should do? We should put that poem Hunter read at the end of this show.
You know who else they should hire? He should hire to help him?
Huh.
Scott Steiner.
Hey, you know what? Let's do it. Dr. Kristen Lindsay, you're our fat ass of the week.
That was a nice little awkward pause.
She doesn't necessarily look fat, but...
I was actually kind of waiting for, like, you to play a sound clip on your, like, laptop or something of, like, the fat or the
fat asses. We don't have a soundboard yet for that. We really need one.
Can we get one?
We need to get one, and then I'll put you in charge of it so you can have something to do over there.
Yes!
While we're talking.
Oh, God. You really want to give that monkey a soundboard?
It's going to be like a sound every 5 seconds.
What are we talking about, President Hillary Clinton? Was your
You'll have to make a bunch of buttons that don't do anything and then change it every week so he doesn't know what he's pushing.
I want to get that flute whistle thing. You know where it goes, ooh, I can't make
slide
that sound.
Whistle.
Slide whistle. I'm going to get that.
We also need whenever...
Why the fuck is the phone ringing?
Oh, I'm
that good.
Yeah.
I'm that good.
I guess we did...
Probably calling about that monkey comment I made, I'll be honest.
It might be the NSA calling
Good thing we're live on tape.
It might be the NSA calling to threaten me about... Or to talk to me about threatening that woman's life.
Also impossible.
Maybe because of the last podcast we did, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, let's not talk about that one. We also need that sound for whenever we make a joke that doesn't go over, we tell a bad story that... dun, 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 dun,
dun. I mean, I think the general, like, the whoa that happens is probably... that's probably sufficient, like whenever you go into the racist Japanese thing.
No, we haven't done that for a while. I'm actually pretty proud of us. We've kept... I want to put a disclaimer on the website that says Podzilla 1985, 2 weeks without a racist comment.
You barely made it 3 days without a racist comment. Now, racist accent.
Okay.
That's... I'll give you 2 weeks.
That's going to be like one of those things where you have like... You're going to get like a countdown thing.
Yeah.
It's going to count up every day you don't do something.
Many days since.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we've gone that long without making a racist comment because then some Jew laureate will jam me up one day. Anyway.
Oh, right, Frank.
And reset the counter. Oh, we can make that a thing.
Reset the counter. Every time one of us, a.k.a. Zach, makes a racist comment,
we can just respond.
I don't make racist comments. Make references to dicks. I went most of this podcast
too many
just now without...
Going on.
Without
this train's off the rails, baby.
Can we move on?
Yeah, Jesse, you had a story you told me about that you didn't give me the full thing because I wanted you to save it for the podcast. It also pisses me off because it reminds me of how useless my life is in comparison to somebody that does pretty much the same thing we're doing, but makes a lot of money for it. Go ahead and tell me that story.
Oh, yeah. It really is infuriating. Like, all right, you listeners out there may know of Rooster Teeth. It's a neat little website. It's been going around for a while. If you've ever heard of Red versus Blue, the Halo miniseries.
They also do that anime, don't they, Ruby?
They did.
Until the guy passed away.
Yes.
That created, okay. But it's the same company.
Yeah, same company. Okay. Because he also did like the animation for Red versus Blue, like after they, because Microsoft and Bungie gave Rooster Teeth access to the game engine,
right?
So they could actually animate stuff.
I always wondered how they did that so well.
It was really really awesome of them. But yeah, Monty passed, and you know, Ruby stopped, and they had somebody else, I guess, animating RVB now,
right?
But either way, Ray of Rooster Teeth decided he wanted to do his own solo thing, so he's just doing Twitch. He left Rooster Teeth, and that's his new solo career. He's just going to stream 5 days a week or so. His first day, his debut streaming, 4 hours long, he made $20,000 in donations alone.
What did he play?
I don't even know.
Because we need to figure out that game and start playing it.
I don't think
it's not
going to
help.
I don't think it's the game itself.
Because he was so popular in Rooster Teeth. I don't remember which group he was part of. I want to say that it was Achievement Hunters.
I've never heard of them.
They do Let's Play videos of them getting achievements in video games.
See, that and Zach is the perfect example of what we were talking about. And what I've said I want to do a show on someday of celebrity versus internet celebrity. Because you have no idea who Rooster Teeth is. You have no idea what any of this is, do you?
I have no clue who he is.
Yeah, I myself don't know much about it. But a lot of these guys, they parade themselves around as celebrities. Like, oh, I'm a big YouTube celebrity. I've got this many subscribers. And in their own world, that's true. But the reality is that most general people have no idea who the fuck they are. You know, you could show a picture of PewDiePie and Markiplier and all these other people. Zach right now is looking at me like he doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm giving you the same damn look.
You really could say the same thing about most sports celebrities, though.
That's true. No, that's absolutely true because you were talking about Rob Gronkowski earlier.
Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski is one of the biggest names in football, and like these two over here have no idea who that is.
No.
So what is this football you speak of?
You know who Colt Cabana is?
That's it.
Only because of you guys.
Wait, who?
Colt Cabana.
I know
he's basically an internet superstar.
Yeah, but no.
Sort of. He started out with wrestling, though, didn't he? Wasn't he a wrestler?
Well, he is a wrestler. Yeah. But there are that's the reason they say there are certain circles that people pay attention to, and that whenever you have somebody cross over, they become mainstream. That's where that term comes from. Like Hulk Hogan is a mainstream wrestler. Okay. Because, well, you can say that, but if I show a picture of Hulk Hogan to anybody, they're going to know who it is. If I show Colt Cabana, they're going to think he's the pool boy.
Yeah, honestly, like, I couldn't pick out, like, and if you gave me a lineup with a bunch of dudes, I could not pick out Colt Cabana. I have no idea what he looks like.
No.
I only know him because every single week.
Would it help
you
if I told you he's Jewish?
No.
That's okay. The second Jewish reference.
Every single week, like, he talks Zach about Price it. Has yeah. to say something about, well, Colt Cabana does this on his podcast, and, like, he wants us to be Colt Cabana. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like. I know he's a wrestler, and I know he has a podcast.
He was in WWE.
Zach, I'm not going to look at a picture of him.
He was in WWE briefly and didn't make it. He didn't – whether you blame the gimmick or you blame him, whatever. But if I showed you a picture of Hulk Hogan, you'd know who that is, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Now, can you tell me a – he's still not going to know who it is. Zach is showing him a picture of Colt Cabana right now. No.
Zach is with some like dude that's slightly taller than him, so pretty short. And like, wearing a button-up shirt.
It says Colt on his shirt.
It said Colt on your shirt?
It said, no, motherfucker, it said Colt on both our shirts.
I think he does have a shirt that has a little tag on that says Colt.
The point is, though, with internet society.
Yeah, now internet celebrities are.
They're just as big as, like, sports stars in their own circles.
And they're not making as much money as them yet. But I mean, look how far we've come with,
have you seen how much PewDiePie is worth now?
Well, I was about to mention that. I was going to say, of all of the internet streamers, wouldn't you say that PewDiePie is probably the closest thing we have to a mainstream star?
Definitely. Cause I mean, he's been mentioned in like, several different TV things, like South Park did
even
a thing over
him,
PewDiePie.
Yeah.
And Zach,
it's
you're looking
fine,
confused.
Zach,
I know you
fine.
Have no idea who this is.
Because I don't think Jesse likes PewDiePie.
You say that
I
name,
like,
and I keep thinking
PewDiePie.
It's a girl
I think
or
of a
My
pie.
Little Pony.
I think of like a cherry pie I want to eat.
He's some dude from...
I think he's Norwegian, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's like Norwegian. Yeah. Somewhere in the Scandinavian area.
Yeah. I think he's owned by ABC and Disney now.
I think he is,
I think he's signed a deal with them. That's how big he is. That's how many people he brings in.
Yeah, no, he is currently worth $12 million.
And this is what he does. You know, he starts to show off and he goes, hey, I'm PewDiePie! And then he goes into this, like, horrible... I don't find him entertaining.
I don't either.
It's
don't
one of those obnoxious
funny.
Ones.
Isn't that unfortunate?
He's just another YouTube reviewer. I'm like, hey, we're just another podcast. Fine, whatever. It's true. We are just another podcast. We're not trying to be anything that we're not. You know, we don't have funny catchphrases that we throw out there on purpose. We don't have, you know, we don't start off with a quirky little intro or anything like that. We just do what we do because we like to talk. But I don't buy this guy's shtick. I don't find him funny. I don't find many YouTubers funny.
Isn't this how Justin Bieber got started too?
Justin Bieber was found on YouTube, like, as a talented singer.
Yeah.
Like, he was discovered there, but that's a little different.
And he is a talented singer.
Because, as much as I hate Justin Bieber, like, he's not without talent. But with PewDiePie and, like, all these other streamers, like, they make a job out of playing video games and recording it with them talking and reacting to the video games.
Yeah, which we have a friend who's on Pinta Nerd, Krista, and Steven. I guess Steven also does it, and Ethan, I think, does it as well. But they do these Let's Play things, and they're trying to get to that. They're trying to make that a career, you know? And I wish more power to them. I would never hate on anybody for making a career out of something they enjoy doing, as long as they're enjoying doing it, and they're not doing it just because it's an easy paycheck, you know?
Right.
I want the easy paycheck.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't want an easy paycheck. I've said this on the show before. we scratch, we earn what we get. And I think that's important. Zach, you're smiling at me like an idiot again. Like you've got a counterpoint to make on this. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking of the last famous person I remember off the internet was Zack Ryder.
And what happened to Zack Ryder?
I don't know. Where is he?
Absolutely nothing. Yeah,
he got buried for what he did.
I thought about that and it made me
realize. Jesus Christ. The rise, this is not on the page at all, but we're going to talk about this. The rise of the internet celebrity has become so infuriating. We do this show, we do 4 shows a week with Podzilla 1985.
Seems like a lot more than that.
Well, sometimes we'll do more, you know, it just depends. But we do 4 shows a week at minimum, and I put a lot of work into this. I research these stories, I want to talk about it, I want to bring people on that have interesting things to say. Jesse, you do Pen and Nerd every Sunday. You research your stories. You work as hard as I do. We work as hard as we can to make this as cool as we possibly can. We're never satisfied. We get, to be fair, 30 to 40, 50 people listen to each show. That's about a roundabout number, right?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
For us pouring our heart into this. There's, do you remember the woman that sat on a toilet and sang about sitting on a toilet?
Oh, God.
That has, what, 50 million views, I think?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with America? You're shooting cats with bow and arrows. You're watching videos of obese black women on the toilet. You're texting all the time. You don't care about each other. What the fuck is wrong with this country now? What happened?
Think about how famous the video I showed you earlier, that D's Nuts video.
It's just a guy on the phone that says, you got a package in. What was it? D's Nuts.
I got him.
40 billion views.
Dude, I'm serious. There's like 40 different like remakes of this one. Just type it in. It's called D's Nuts.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Dude, I'll show it to you after the show.
It doesn't sound
Dude, great. It's so funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
See, Zach right here is a prime example of like a lot of problems that America has.
What the fuck?
I mean, like, he's been, you mentioned, like, texting and stuff like that. I've seen Zach have his phone out. I don't know that he's texting. He's, I think he's looking, just looking
up
stuff.
He's
up.
Looking at more pictures to
yeah,
show
he's just
you.
Look, he's just looking up other stuff, but, like, every, like, 5 minutes or so, I just look over and see Zach with his phone out. I'm like,
I guess
I do research during the show, too. Thank you.
You do. No, you work hard on this show, too. You bring in pages of notes when you come in to record,
Thank
you know?
Thank you.
But, I mean, okay, let's just say that you are the average American. Because, in a lot of ways, you are the average American. Yeah. You enjoy those things. What drives you to look up these videos, to make these people celebrities? Why do you care about this stuff so much?
Like that.
Like the D's Nuts guy.
I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook. My brother is obsessed. I don't know. Somebody has to ask him. He looks up almost every video that has to like be remake with him, anything that's like redone with his voice on it. And he's always been out there. I just find it funny because the guy looks funny and he sounds funny. I don't know. He finds it hilarious and he wants to look up everything about it.
And you know what people aren't talking about? They're not sending across pictures of, you know, all the genocide that's happening overseas. They're not talking about the wars that are going on or the strife that people go through because people don't want to know these things. They want to laugh at stupid videos and ignore the rest of the world. And that is what is wrong with the world now. We don't care about what's happening. We just want to distract ourselves long enough to get through another day. And
to be fair, I think like the fact that we're looking for a distraction does mean we do care.
I agree.
We just don't want to see it.
Like,
we don't want to see it. We don't want to be depressed by it. We want to live in our own happy little worlds where nothing is going wrong and there are cat videos.
Yeah,
I like the cat videos.
I've posted on my personal Facebook. I have posted many articles about, there was one probably about a year and a half ago. I was actually still working at Shoe Carnival and I saw it on my break of, God, I can't remember the exact details of it, but there was a bunch of children in Africa. You know, they have horrible, horrible genocide over there that you would never even hear about if you didn't look into it. And I saw a picture and video of these kids laid out after this terrorist attack, and you're talking about dead kids everywhere, heads open, brains coming out, faces blown off, arms blown off, all these dead kids, and nobody reacted to the video. Nobody cared. I post a video of fat guy falling down on ice, and everybody's sharing it and talking about this is great. And it pisses me off.
I don't know what you would comment to that, though. I mean, you could, we all, I think.
Well,
we,
get like, interested. Like get interested. Find out what's going on in the world.
Like, but I don't think we want to go out and talk. Like, a lot of us just don't want to talk about it because we don't want to, you know.
Bring yourself down?
Bring yourself down, or somebody else who's having a rough time, bring them down. That's something I'd rather just.
But when the future, and it's getting worse every generation, when the future of the world, when the people that are young now mm-hmm. are focusing more on people sitting on a toilet and less on what's happening in the world, when those people get out in the world and try to make a difference, people won't make a difference anymore. We're going to become complacent, and the world is just going to fall the fuck apart, you know? The rise of technology and YouTube. And it starts with this. People like Rooster Teeth are going to bring the end of the world.
I don't want to live here anymore.
That's a bold statement. All right. But, I'm sorry.
Take a deep breath.
I'm sorry. I'm ranting here. What I was going to ask you, Jesse, before I went into the stupid rant, have you watched this video of the guy? Like, did you watch any of his stream?
I watched a little bit of it today because I wanted to know what the hype was all about.
Yeah.
Because I've also never been a big Achievement Hunters fan. Like, the some clips that I've seen have been pretty funny. But in general, like, my attention span for certain types of media, really low.
Right.
Like,
like podcasts? Like an hour and a half on wrestling?
I can't.
That was a marathon right there.
Was a marathon.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, 30 minutes is about the most amount of time I'm going to put into anything unless, like, I am really invested in it. Right. Like, hour-long TV shows, it is pretty rare for me to get into a TV show that's an hour long.
Daredevil.
Oh my God. Shit,
but we'll get to that. That's coming up.
Anyway, yeah, so I don't watch streams all that long unless, like, I do it for supporting some people. Like, I watch some streams in the background of other things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, back when I was really into League of Legends, there's some, like, I mean, Ray is not the first person to get an obscene amount of money on Twitch.
No, not at all. No.
And
you're right. There are people we support, and we'll give them a shout-out right here, like Katie.
Yeah.
Katie Reed. We watch hers. Filthy Casual. We watch Super Game Over Show with, you know, David Dillo and those guys. If Krista ever let me see her Let's Play stuff, I'd watch it.
Alextria Gaming, I think.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that's what her personal one is called, but I have no idea what her stuff is called that she does with Michael.
Right, because I think it's his show, and she just kind of... Well, yeah. Maybe it's a duo. I don't know. But do you think it's what you saw of his stuff? Because, you know, Krista, Katie, and David Dillo and his gang, they're not making $20,000.
Oh, no.
Are they just not as funny? Was the guy that you watched on the stream, did he look like he was worth $20,000 to you?
I'll be honest, he didn't. Well, like, today he was playing Goat Simulator.
What?
And I don't know if that's what he was playing yesterday or not.
How does one simulate a goat?
Oh, you think that's bad? I mean, there's a bread simulator now.
Oh, my God.
It's called
Fuck
I Am Bread.
That game.
Yeah.
Fuck that game. Like, somebody told me to play that game. And I did. Most rage I've experienced in a game since Quap. Which, all of you are looking at me like you have no idea what that is.
What's going on?
Basically,
Zach's not laughing, he's just confused.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Okay, Quap, or quick
tangent.
Is
this a new language?
That was a game that released years ago. Like, it was early on in high school, I think, for me. It's like back in like 05, 06, somewhere in that range.
Right.
Like, sophomore, junior year. Anyway, basically, you had this little marathon runner, and you control his upper and lower legs with Q, W, O, and P.
Upper and lower legs?
Yeah. Like the.
So he had four legs.
No. You're,
upper and lower legs?
No, you're.
Oh, Zach. You have two legs, yes?
Your thighs and your calves.
Oh, I'm thinking like, yeah.
Go!
Anyway, so yeah, you had to control that. And the game was hard as fuck because it was poorly done. And the
it was a
physics
cheap little
was
indie
weird.
Game.
Yeah, it was a yeah. cheap little indie game that I think somebody made for a project that ended up getting huge.
Right.
Because it's just so fucking hard.
Kids love squalor.
What's it called?
Quap.
Q-W-O-P. I get the joke now. Quap. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, I Am Bread is also really fucking hard because you're just this piece of fucking bread and you got to get across the other side of the room and into the toaster.
Your Why would you want to go toasted. In the toaster? Isn't that like bread murdering itself?
A little bit.
I think we have seen so many games come out now that follow that same pattern of terrible controls and quirky story that everyone seems to love. Like Octodad. Or Steven loved Octodad. I watched him play it, and he's laughing about it, and I'm just thinking, I mean, it was cute, but as I'm trying to control it and get this fucking octopus to move 5 feet to the left and I can't, I'm thinking like, God damn, this is horrible.
Yeah, you think Octodad was bad? Pick up a copy of I Am Bread.
I will not. I absolutely
no,
refuse.
No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a really good plan. Really good plan.
Well,
point is, yeah, shit like that. Goat Simulator, though, is basically it's a big world environment, like a big sandbox world. You play as a goat and you jump around and you get shit.
You do goat things.
You do goat things.
Can you get stuck in a tree?
Do you faint?
Huh? Can you mate?
Faint.
Oh.
Faint.
Like faint? Oh, out. Fainting goats.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch fainting goats than play that game. And then they made a mod for it, or a second version of it, that's actually an MMO. Did you know that?
What? I
did.
What's an MMO?
Massive online role-playing game.
Online.
I used to work for a couple different sites that talked about them. I played them my whole life. It's my, it's kind of my forte. Actually, that's how Blogzilla 1985 started. Well, it was as a website for me to talk about MMOs, and then it's kind of evolved from there. But anyway, yeah, they made an MMO version of it where you can play online with other people, do quests, get armor. You're still a goat. I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to live on this planet
that
anymore.
Sounds really dumb. But anyway, yeah, that's what he was playing today. I don't know if that's what he was playing yesterday or not. But basically, from the sounds of it, he's going to continue to just try and get achievements in games. But you know,
and make a living from it.
Right, just doing it on Twitch, where he can interact with the chat and get donations. And, like, the donations that he was getting yesterday were $1,000, $1,500, $1,000.
Who has this kind of money?
People, I have no idea. Individual people were donating $1,000 and more.
So, like, 20 people,
really bored rich kids?
Just like, hey, you only
several need thousand were watching it.
He only really needed 20, apparently.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, like, I do think that at least a fourth of his donations came from less than 10 people.
Now,
wow.
Compare this to, what was the name of the girl that we were talking about that she's what's wrong with female streamers?
Oh,
what was her name?
I don't remember her name. Like,
what
Tits
does she
McGee.
Do? Tits McGee.
I don't think that's
what
her
does she
name.
Do?
It's not.
I mean, she's a streamer the same way she plays
she
games.
She plays League of Legends specifically.
But the camera's kind of always pointed down her shirt, and she has large bosoms, so she's an attractive woman. Mm-hmm. And they say that the only reason she gets her viewers is because she's an attractive woman, you know? And me and Jesse had this big,
oh,
not
that the
argument,
girl that was,
discussion about it a couple weeks ago.
Is that the one guy who's dating the Meebo guy?
No. She's very pretty too, though, but she doesn't appear on the, and you know, back to that, talking about Meebo guy, Boogie, what is it, 2928 or something like that?
Something like that.
I find him funny. I think he is an entertaining guy. I love his videos where he's talking. I love his Francis videos. He's, to me, he brings entertainment, as opposed to like Angry Joe, who I've watched and I don't hate him, but I mean, he's just kind of ranting. He's a good reviewer though. At least he's got that. Then there's people like Markiplier who just kind of scream every 5 seconds, and I don't know. Not for me. Did you find out Chesty McTits yet?
Maybe. Give me just a second. I think I may have found it.
All right. I don't even know why we were talking about her now.
What's next on all this?
No, I want to hear her name now because it's a
Casey Tron.
Name. Casey Tron, yeah.
That was it.
Show red shirt.
All I saw was basically half a face and the rest is just boobs.
That's pretty
that's
much.
All I, that's all but I got.
Apparently it's satire. It's supposed to be satire.
Yeah. All right. Here's your Casey Tron right here. Like, it does show her face and everything, but she's always wearing shirts like that.
Does she make as much money as Rooster Teeth Boy?
No, but she does make a lot of money. She is a very popular streamer, and you can see two really large reasons why.
Why, yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I mean, like, I've always said I don't like strippers. I don't like strippers, and I don't like what they do and what they stand for, and people will defend it and say, well, if they got it and they make money off of it, you're just a hater. So maybe I'm just a hater. I don't know. Let's move on. Because now I'm just so riled up over everything we've been talking about.
I'm half lost.
Do we have any happy topics?
We do have some happy topics.
Wrestling.
Actually, that's the last. That's the dagger, as we call it in the entertainment industry.
I love that's what it's called in the entertainment industry.
Two big trailers came out last week. Did you see them? Star Wars.
I saw part of Star Wars. That's all. I didn't see that one.
So you've seen more of the
Zach?
He's never actually
seen Star Wars, and he won't fucking bring it in to let me borrow it.
I almost asked you.
From a guy who apparently goes to Hastings every day to get the Beyond the Mat DVD, but won't buy the Star Wars collection while he's there.
Because it's fucking 100. Okay, we were looking at the digital copy yesterday on the Roku. It's $90 for all of them.
Because
they're amazing.
I understand that, but I'm not going to pay $90 when I'm not going to just borrow from you guys. By the way, I have asked a question. We had an argument on how and what order to watch these in. Do you watch them in order of release date?
Yes.
Actually,
that's what I kept fucking saying.
There's a chronological order versus episode.
There is an order to watch them that is apparently
like
the best way to watch them.
How would you watch it, though?
You start with episode 4 and 5, then you do episodes 1, 2, and 3, and then you finish up with Return of the Jedi.
So you watch them in release? Is that what you're saying?
No, I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, so basically, episode 4 was the original movie,
it was the
and it came out in the 70s. And it wasn't even called Episode 4 originally.
It was just Star Wars until
they realized they could make money off of it, and then they expanded it.
Well, they didn't call it, wasn't it, didn't it say Episode 4 like in the scroll down?
Originally, it just said Star Wars A New Hope. I don't even know if it even said A New Hope. I think it did say
A New Hope in at least the marquee at the beginning.
Yeah, but they just didn't have the Episode 4 on it. So they made the original trilogy in the 77, 80, and 83 is what they came out.
Yeah.
And then they made the new trilogy in the late 90s, mid to late 90s.
Yeah, it was like late 90s is when the first one came out.
It was like 99, 2000.
And then
like
into the 2000s.
Like so, but those take place before the original trilogy.
So would you watch it in chronological order?
I just told you the order.
You want to open up your fucking ears and listen to what we're saying.
We just told you the order.
Because I want to be right. She's over there fucking being right, and I don't like it.
Well, what did she say?
She said you got to watch it in the way that they say you should, or whatever it is.
If you're not going to do the new way, then you definitely want to do release.
So you get a completely
different view of characters depending on how you watch it.
Right. Which is why a lot of people say to do it the way I told you, which is neither of those. You do episode 4 and 5.
And let me break it down for you.
1, 2, and 3, and then you do 6.
I will tell you why. So in 4 and 5, you follow a group of plucky characters named Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia
Chewbacca.
Organa. And Chewbacca is in there. So 4 and 5 is their tale. Now at the end of 5, you get the biggest spoiler in the series, which I won't tell you.
I've seen a lot of Star Wars, what's the spoiler? I don't know the fucking spoiler. I was a kid. The only thing I remember from Star Wars is the desert looking thing, the swinging, and the slug dude.
The swinging and the slug dude.
God damn. All right.
Kaylee's dying over here. She's
your wife is fight like she's on her phone looking up divorce papers. That's what's happening right now. but anyway, then you get episode 4 and 5. Which gets you to that spoiler. I'm going to finish Shannon's like little bit.
Thank you.
I think I know what the spoiler is. Is it Darth Vader and?
I mean, you can say it.
It's everybody been 30 years.
I just don't want to say it and be wrong. So I'm asking.
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's
father. Yes, I fucking know that.
Okay, so then you go back and you watch episodes 1, 2, and 3, which tell the story
of how he became
Darth Vader.
Right.
And then you watch episode 6, and that wraps up the whole series.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Right? It's brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. Because if you watch 1, 2, and 3 before 4 and 5, you won't look at Darth Vader the same way ever again.
Which way makes me look at Darth Vader like the evil badass?
Start with episode 4.
That's why I want to make sure.
Because he'll only be the evil badass up until episode 5, and then when you go back to 1, 2, and 3, he's more sympathetic.
I want to see him as the badass.
So yeah, like, watch episodes 4 and 5. Do the order we told you.
4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6. Now, the only thing is, there will be a huge difference in
quality.
Quality, yeah. Because 4, 5, and 6 are better movies, but 1, 2, and 3 just look different.
Okay. Because everything
practical
is CG.
Practical versus CG.
Yeah, green screen, everything.
I'm borrowing those tonight.
I'll have you follow me home, and I'll give it to you.
On our next podcast, I will have them watched by then.
Okay. They're so good.
That's good.
So good.
Now, back to the original fucking point!
I think before the show, you told us not to be like, whoa, and go, and then you just fucking straight up scream at me.
God damn.
I wish I could do the R2 scream.
So what's it? Is it 4 or 5?
Oh my God. I'm going to stab you in the throat. Anyway, so back to the original story. Did you watch? Jesse! You know what, Zach? Turn his mic off. Jesse. No, don't turn your mic off. Talking to you here, apparently.
What are you about to talk about?
What did you think of the Star Wars trailer?
I was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Is it December yet?
You get Luke Skywalker talking. At the end of it, you finally get to see Han and Chewie. Oh my God.
You know what? Harrison Ford's not looking bad for 70, whatever.
Plane crash.
This is before the plane crash, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
good. This was filmed before he had the plane crash. But we were actually talking about it on Pit of Nerd earlier today. Which episode's
available to watch right now. Let's do it right now, isn't it?
It only took three hours to get it put up. I had editing to do, sir.
And a nap.
I heard you took a nap, yeah.
I did take a nap. That happened. I have a new method of editing. I'll talk to you about it after the show.
Okay.
It took a really long time for Audacity to process it, though, and I fell asleep while it was processing. Because it took literally 40 minutes to process the thing I did.
Okay.
Anyway.
But what did you think about the trailer?
The trailer was amazing. Like, it was really good. You know, you get Mark Hamill talking.
And I guess that was him touching R2-D2, because I've heard some people say that's not him. Even though you see the hand like that, A lot of people say that's not Mark Hamill, that may be his son, because apparently this movie is going to be about, from the sound of the narrative, it's about, Hamill's kid.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, not Mark Hamill's kid, but
Luke Skywalker's kid.
Which I'm assuming he had with Mara Jade, because that's how it was in the expanded universe, but they've already said that they don't consider the expanded universe, canonical anymore.
Canonical?
Canon.
Yeah, they don't consider it. Yeah, it ain't right no more.
Yeah.
Even though, like,
way to put that.
It ain't right no more.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, Lucas gave the handoff. Like, he was like, sure, yeah, it's canon. But since Disney acquired it, they're like, no, the only thing that's canon is episodes 1, 2, and 3, and episodes 4, 5, and 6.
And the TV show. Apparently, Rebels is canon.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to actually watch it.
Well, I saw the preview for the newest season, and Vader's in it. It looked pretty good. Yeah. Huh?
Canon.
Canon means it's a part of the official story.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Wait, no, to be fair.
I have a Star Wars note. Did you guys hear about this plane? They have an actual plane that's made like the one.
The X-Wing?
No. It's made like the robot dude.
R2-D2.
They have an actual plane that's actually designed.
It's painted like that.
I know, it's badass, isn't it?
That's pretty badass.
That is pretty badass.
And to be fair to Zach, I also didn't know what canon meant for the longest time.
Well, by longest time, do you mean 15?
12, 11, you know.
Something like that. How old are you?
24, asshole.
I did, when I was younger, I didn't know the difference between compilation and contemplation.
I still don't.
So
it's like my spelling.
I just read it as the same thing.
Well, contemplation is, you know, when you contemplate things, you think about things, you consider it. Compilation is when you have, like, a compilation CD of music is different artists, it's different things.
Well, like now, 8,054.
But my point is when I was younger and I did the rapping, I always told everybody, yeah, I used to be a rapper, by the way.
Oh, we got to hear a little freestyle before you go any further.
I haven't rapped in like 15 years.
Neither has John Cena, but he did a damn good job on the show.
When was the last time you went to Pat's house and played a
rap song? That was pretty awesome. But I put out an album, and it was with me and a bunch of other indie artists or indie rappers from the area, and I called it the Southern Illinois Contemplation, not realizing that I was a fucking moron.
Were you guys called the So Ill Boys?
No.
Oh, that's a fantastic name, though.
That actually is pretty good.
That's actually my friend's basketball team name. So you guys can't.
Is it copyrighted?
No.
I'll steal it.
Stake it. I don't care.
It's copyrighted now, motherfucker.
No, we're not just happy with podcasts and blogs. Look out for that new Blogzilla album coming out.
Seriously, do you have a copy of the CD?
No, it's been lost.
Okay,
for
I want to hear some. Well, don't give an excuse they haven't done it forever, because John Cena did it for like 12 years and he comes out and does it just fine. Come on, dude.
You know, okay, we'll move on from this. Speaking of wrong words.
Thank you, because we only have 10 minutes left.
No, we don't.
Okay,
but
real quick, speaking of wrong words, did you ever, when you were working with John Massey, I love you, John.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember?
Who's banned from this show, by the way? Will never appear.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
He frequently mistook the words idea and ideal.
I mean, you're telling me about that.
And
this would drive you crazy.
Yeah, one day at work, I just snapped. I was like, I couldn't handle it anymore. So I had to tell him, I was like, John, look, idea and ideal are two completely different things. You keep saying ideal, what you mean is idea. And yeah, like, from that point on, like, every time he would say it, like, John, and then he would correct himself. And he got to the point where he was doing it at home, like, he would catch himself. And I think right now, he no longer says ideal in exchange for that word.
I'm still waiting for your John Massey impersonation to come through, because I love you. Because your John Massey impersonation, it goes from John Massey into Harry Carey. We all do. Somehow, our impression of John Massey quickly evolved into a cartoon character of him.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't
do Jesse,
it.
I'll do it.
I knew John was going to be on the show, and I know how much he hates your impersonation.
Aww.
And mine is really similar.
No, he loves mine. He loves everything about it. Huh?
Can we hear him?
I just did it.
I don't want to hear yours. I want to hear his.
I'm not going to do that on the radio. I'm not going to do it on the stream.
All right. Well, aside from the Star Wars trailer, which was met with overwhelming positivity, there was the Superman versus Batman trailer, which leaked early, and then they did an official release before they did the release that's supposed to be tomorrow. Mm. And did you get to see the actual trailer and not just the leaked trailer?
I finally did, because that was another thing. Again, we talked about on Pen and Nerd this morning, and CJ brought it up, and I was really confused. I was like, How were you able to enjoy it? Because the leaked version looked like it was filmed by Michael J. Fox.
Oh, goddamn. Goddamn.
Wow. Good job, Jesse. You're banned.
I think you're the second person I know. That Bob said the same thing. He said, I'll wait for the footage that wasn't filmed by the guy from Back to the Future.
By the way, you have those movies, too?
Huh?
You have those movies, too?
Jesus.
Yes.
Fuck. Okay.
And Jurassic Park, too. Good movies. But yeah, so you finally saw the actual trailer. Because when I saw the actual... Have you not seen the trailer yet, Zach?
No, I'm going to, though.
Did she show me the actual
trailer? Yeah, I showed you the actual trailer.
I want to see it.
Because the difference in quality is, once you see the real trailer, there were scenes with characters that I didn't even know were in the trailer.
Right.
Because you couldn't see them.
Everything sounded completely differently. It looked completely different. And obviously, it was no longer someone that was so goddamn excited inside an earthquake.
now I get the reference.
I mean, Jordan, if you're listening, Michael J. Fox has a disease called Parkinson's, which causes his hands to shake.
And it was a really terrible joke.
It was awful joke. Awful joke.
But I'm laughing.
But it's expected on this show. A little. Who cares about journalism?
Professional journalism.
Professional journalism. Lindsay's still laughing. She liked it. That's what matters.
I can't see this video now. I'm more interested in seeing that video than I am the real trailer.
Well, you know, the bad thing is like, from what I've read, people have been so negative about this trailer. Like, they're just saying, oh, God, thank God, another dark superhero movie. That's not been beaten to death.
I like dark superhero movies.
I mean, it does seem like DC has yet to make a movie, like, minus fucking Green Lantern, that wasn't...
exactly.
That wasn't, like, dark and gloomy. Because, like, the Batman trilogy had such success, and it makes sense for Batman to be dark, gloomy,
he's a brooding character.
Right.
Yeah. He's not the Adam West Batman.
Fucking Superman.
From Man of Steel.
Man of Steel and, like, even... They've all been, like, dark and gloomy. It's a Superman movie.
He wears blue and red tights.
And they even made the blue dark.
Superman hoodie right now.
Mm. They made the blue darker.
They
wanted him to wear black.
They wanted him to look as close to black as possible. So
black
they made
black.
The blue and the red both really dark.
And then the imagery from the trailer of the Superman statue with false god spray painted on it in red. And even though they've made fun of it, I love the religious overtones to it, because in a lot of ways Superman works best as a god that we fear, but he doesn't know it. And I have it as my profile picture on Facebook, but the scene where the guy's reaching up for him and he's in the sky coming down, it looks like Jesus is coming back to Earth. And it looks fantastic.
I do really like that shot.
Great
and, like,
shot.
It does look like they're going with, because that was a storyline in the Superman comics, was he had a cult following. Like, he had a group of people that worshipped him as though he was a god.
Yeah, I saw that part in the trailer where they're all kind of around him and reaching for him. They, like, grouped around him. I wonder what the hell that was about.
So that might be something they're including, because, there was cult. Yeah, it was a like a pretty dark storyline, really.
Yeah.
But there's a whole cult that follows Superman as a god.
That's just disturbing.
Which, I mean, if you think about it, like, if that happened in real life, like, this dude that
totally
can
happen,
fly around, pick up skyscrapers, cannot be shot with any amount of, like, force that we have on this planet.
Yeah.
To me, that's as close to godhood as you could possibly get.
Yeah. That makes Christianity look like a piece of shit.
Right.
Oh,
wow,
yeah,
man.
I regret that one. I regret that one.
Did you ever make a Green Arrow movie?
A Green Arrow movie? Aren't they?
Green Arrow's going to be included in the Batman vs. Superman.
Because he has a TV show.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Who do you like better, Green Arrow or Hawkeye?
Green Arrow.
Aquaman or Submariner?
Green Arrow.
Fuck.
You're getting the characters that he has never heard of before.
Oh, yeah. Who gives a shit about Submariner?
I was getting ready to ask who's Submariner.
Yeah, I mean, no one cares about him.
You could talk about Namor. He's a more popular version of Aquaman in Marvel.
Yeah, but I think Aquaman's probably, even though no one likes him, he's probably the most popular underwater hero. That sounds so stupid. Well, there's like three.
He actually did have a pretty good run in DC. That everybody was started to like really like him. It made a lot more sense. Like, he had a little bit modified powers. You know, the whole like being able to withstand the pressure at the bottom of the ocean makes his skin as hard as Superman's. That kind of thing.
Huh. I was hoping that was going to go somewhere else. And that's one of his abilities, is he can withstand that pressure. So he sends his enemy a note that says, "I left you a submarine. Come to the bottom of the ocean where you and I will fight." And then when he gets down there, it's like, "You fool! Within minutes, you'll be crushed."
that sounds like an 80s storyline from Aquaman.
Now, speaking of superheroes that don't suck, Zach, close your ears. No, you don't have to do that. We're not going to do any spoilers. But I know, Jesse, you and I and Lindsay, we wrapped up Daredevil.
God. So good.
It's okay. We're not going to spoil it.
I'm taking precaution measures.
It honestly is easily my favorite Marvel comic to live action adaptation.
Agreed. Yeah, it's like, amazing.
I did not want to stop watching.
No. Better than Captain America. Better than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Better than X-Men.
It's Marvel?
Yeah,
yes.
It's Marvel. I felt, and this isn't a, Jesse's giving a bad look right now.
You know I have no idea who Daredevil is.
Well, this isn't a spoiler, but, well, maybe it's a spoiler a little bit, but they make constant reference in
she
the Daredevil show.
Filing divorce. That's what happened. <It's>, congratulations, Zach. You're now single.
She had some Jew lawyer on retainer. but they mentioned the Marvel Universe in it several times, from little bitty hints like the incident to full on,
if you guys were getting beat up by a guy with a hammer or
an iron suit,
Actually,
I think my favorite was when Foggy said, "I can call myself Captain America, but it doesn't put the things on my ears.
It doesn't put wings on my head."
Yeah, yeah, that was the first time they mentioned another superhero in it,
like by name. Yeah, yeah.
And can you you know, a little bit of trivia? What's the first time you ever remember a superhero mentioning another superhero in a superhero movie?
Yeah, you got me.
It was Batman and it was either Batman and Robin or Batman Forever. I want to say Batman and Robin.
They reference Superman.
Yeah, where Batman says, this is why Superman works alone. And I always thought that was really cool. They never did anything with it, of course, until now. Superman versus Batman.
Right.
But yeah, if you have not watched Daredevil yet, do yourself a favor. Ignore your kids. Ignore your work. Forego all responsibility in life.
And just marathon it.
Just marathon it. 13 episodes.
If you're one of the few people on the planet that still don't have Netflix, I think it's like $15 or something like that a month now.
Beg
like,
your friends that have
it's
it.
It's only $7.
Cause as,
well, it's only $7 for people that were grandfathered in. They did up the price. New
when? Because I got it like 3 months ago, so we got it just in time.
Yeah, new subscribers have to pay more, but I think anyway. Either way.
I have plenty of friends who don't pay for it, but they can still watch it because they just used my account.
I have the same problem set up.
We're that people.
So, that's illegal. Yeah. It's not illegal. Like yeah, Netflix. No, Netflix has said it's cool.
I'm in their apartment every time they watch it.
It's also, yeah. I remember reading, I had a class about this, like,
Jesse,
and they're like,
I'm winking at you.
Terms and conditions.
Oh, wait, you can see it. Yeah.
In their terms and conditions, I thought they said that you couldn't.
Well, in the same way that they say don't record NFL, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to do a lot of things
alive. It's highly frowned upon, but.
Yeah,
fuck it.
But people still do it. Like, well,
there for a little while, they actually made it to where you could only have, like, a max number of devices. And
I hated that. Yeah.
And then, like, there was one thing. Like,
no, I think it's really big, though.
And there for a brief period, they wouldn't let you watch Netflix simultaneously on any more than one device. But nowadays, you can actually make. Yeah, like two devices is the maximum or something like that. But nowadays, you have unlimited number of devices can be playing Netflix at one time.
Yeah.
And they even added the profile system.
Right, so you can have different people sign in for different lists.
Right.
Because, Lindsay, you remember when you and I would watch Netflix and all of a sudden we'd get kicked off.
Uh-huh.
Because Bob would put something on or, you know. Because
had to watch Gilmore Girls.
Fucking Gilmore
Girls. Don't talk shit about Gilmore Girls. I just finished watching the entire series. That's a great fucking show.
Almost as good as Daredevil. They're
so
close.
Bob likes Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
Oh, he loves it.
Dude, it's fucking amazing. Oh,
but Jesse, Daredevil.
Daredevil's so fucking good.
Really
good
show.
Just like the combat scenes, like
I cringed a lot.
Oh,
brutal,
yeah.
Bloody stuff.
Really
so
just
good,
visceral
though.
Combat.
I mean,
like, it doesn't do like the classic American style where they kind of like as the guy's about to get hit or something like that, it pans away or like it switches to a different shot, like behind the guy so you don't actually see him get hit. That kind of thing. No, you see the motherfucker take that shot.
Yeah, the choreography was amazing on the
show. It's so
and brutal. There were certain scenes where, like, even though you knew it was on Netflix and it's unrated, or I guess it's TVMA, there were still parts that surprised me about how vicious they were. Like when the guy stabs his face into the.
No.
You're ruining it for
no.
me. No, I'm not naming names. Don't worry,
but now
game.
I'm gonna look for something that's gonna look like
it's so
when it
quick,
happens,
yeah.
you're still gonna be like, oh,
yeah,
you're not supposed to do that. Remember,
I backed away. Actually, I purposely backed away from the mic.
But there's a couple parts in that show that were so vicious. But overall, I agree, best Marvel probably best superhero adaptation I've ever seen.
Yeah, I
stand
so by that.
It's so personal, and the characters are so good.
You
every
get a connection
character,
to
and,
all of them.
Yeah,
I mean, you think
even
because
the bad guys,
and then you think because maybe it's a Netflix original or that it's a TV show that like the budget, like everything else, isn't going to be quite up to snuff. Like, it's not going to look as good.
I didn't question any of that.
No, it looked fantastic.
It looked just as good or better than any Marvel big budget movie.
See, Netflix has always been, I've watched a lot of Netflix originals. They seem to be really good with their production.
They are, yeah. Their production value is extremely
good. House of Cards, Orange is New Black. It's all great.
And I want to say Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin. I know a lot of people hated his Kingpin.
I was really worried about that.
Yeah, I was too. I know Vincent D'Onofrio is a great actor, but the way he portrayed Kingpin is so different from anything you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's no Michael Clark Duncan.
I liked him better. He wasn't as physically intimidating until he got mad.
Holy shit. Yeah, when he raged, goddamn.
Like, you could tell he really, like, he was a very soft-spoken individual. But when he would lose his mind and go ape shit, and when he got violent, he was fucking vicious. They didn't pull any punches with him.
Oh, like the scene there toward the end? Like, when he gets real angry?
Oh, when he confronts a certain somebody about a certain something?
Yeah.
Oh, man, goddamn, I hated that. Like, it was so good, but I knew it was coming, and,
But the rage, the look on his face.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he made you believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Zach, go watch it. It's amazing.
I'll have Star Wars now. Watch by.
Just leave now. All right. No. We're almost done with the show. Couple last things I wanted to do before we wrap up. We've actually gone over an hour, and that's fine. We own the network. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about something that Zach actually has a little bit of knowledge of, wrestling.
A little bit of knowledge of it.
There's another lawsuit.
It's all my knowledge of.
Zach knows little of anything else.
WWE has another lawsuit.
Yeah.
Eddie Gilbert, which was a wrestler, a classic wrestler. He's a legend. I'd say he's a legend. He's well known.
What is he, like, what's his claim to fame in the wrestling?
Just a long time wrestler. I mean, I remember hearing his name during the 80s. I don't remember seeing him a lot, or maybe it wasn't the 80s. I don't remember seeing him a lot, but it's a name that I always knew. Just like Abdullah the Butcher. I've never watched the man wrestle a single match, but I know who he is.
Like Colt Cabana. I've never watched much wrestling.
I know Scotty Goldman. You get that reference?
Yeah.
Okay. Stupid. But Eddie Gilbert's dad, because Eddie Gilbert passed away, and his dad is suing the WWE. Mm-hmm. For using his likeness. Even though the WWE has acquired, and the story I read.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, the story I read said that it was using his likeness all over WWE products, which is not true. What he meant to say is that they're showing video on the network that has Eddie Gilbert. But the WWE has bought the libraries of those companies.
Yes.
So they have absolutely every right to show it because they own the library for it. It's just like TNA just made a best of Sting DVD.
They have the right because he wrestled for him.
Because he wrestled for him, and they own the footage, yeah. So there is no way Eddie Gilbert's dad has any foot stand on.
He's probably just short on cash. And
well, that's the thing. He's not suing them to stop them from using it. He just wants a cut.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, he's probably what he's going to look for is just the WWE to settle.
Yeah.
And just throw him a paycheck so he'll shut the hell up.
Right, which is what happens in a lot of big-time cases like that.
Right.
Somebody just takes a payout and leaves.
But, I mean, even then, like you said, I don't think that he has a case.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, if they own the rights to it, they own the rights to it. Like, there's no, unless he has a contract saying that he has like he's entitled to royalties.
Yeah.
Like, if he has no such document, then yeah, he's got nothing.
Yeah. So I don't think anything's going to happen out of that. It'll just, like you said, it'll go away in a couple weeks. Yeah. Speaking of going away, it's a terrible segue. We talked about Daniel Bryan being sent home on the podcast with Hunter. WWE.
Do your best Dusty Rhodes impersonation of it.
Daniel Bryan, I wish you my son.
Bicycle.
WWE said that they sent Daniel Bryan home as a quote-unquote precautionary measure, but that the stories that he has a concussion are false.
What caused, like, what is the precaution measure then? Is it because of his shoulders still?
Well, they won't say.
They just won't say.
And I think it's because I think Daniel Bryan will not wrestle for the next, I think he'll be gone the next couple of years.
I agree. Do you think they're going to keep him on as an agent or a trainer or anything? Or do you think he's going to go into the indie circuit?
I think.
Wait, was it really, you said it was just a concussion, right?
Well, after WrestleMania last year, he won the title, like the big main event, he won the title. And then he only kept it for about a month, 2 months, and then he was out with an injury, his shoulder. He came back and, now immediately it seems like they're doing the exact same thing again. Like, he just keeps getting hurt.
But it's almost like the Wade Barrett thing all over again. Do you think he can, like, Wade Barrett got injured a lot, but he's staying more on TV a lot more now.
Yeah, but I think, like Hunter said, Barrett goes for these surgical procedures.
Yeah, and Brian won't. He'll do everything. Yeah,
Brian wants to be natural. He doesn't want to do.
Which hurts him in the, like.
It does, yeah.
Like, I understand where he's coming from with this, but then again, I don't, like, you see all these other successes from it. Like, John Cena, even though he's on a totally different fucking level, what did he do, break his neck, come back in like a month or so?
Yeah, he's the prototype. He's a genetic freak like Scott Steiner.
But yeah, like I don't understand his
freaks on peaks,
freak on each shoulder.
I don't understand his thought process behind not doing surgical don't get it.
I don't either. I think Daniel Bryan is gonna put himself in a grave. If he were a drug addict, he would be much like Eddie Guerrero and a couple of those guys that burned themselves out and then addicted to painkillers, eventually killed him. I think Daniel Bryan is at risk of that.
I thought they stopped him from doing the flying headbutt off the top rope.
Oh, they did. They've toned him down a lot. But and you can see he's already still hurt.
He's still doing it, but, they go back and they look at the Chris Benoit. Wasn't his, brain, mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think they said he had the...
Chris who?
Chris Benoit.
Chris, I'm not familiar with that wrestler. I think he was WWE told me he doesn't exist.
you didn't get that joke at first.
I got it at first. I just thought he really
I actually did watch wrestling back in the days of WCW, the golden era, if you will.
WCW,
the good old days when you had a choice.
Yeah, where there was a Macho Man, still have a choice Hulk now. Hogan,
poor or rich.
Yeah. I say your choice is either watch the show that sucks, but will be around because they have so much money, or watch the show that I hear is better,
but doesn't pay his wrestlers.
Yeah. When the wrestlers go to Dixie Carter's house to get their money, she hits the lights and just kind of hides behind the window. Pretend she's not there. Taz is on the phone for you again.
Did you hear him? I'm not here. Think about today. Told why he left TNA.
It was money. He flat out said, yeah. He's like, I respect them, but they didn't pay me. I see this as a business. When you don't pay me, I'm out.
Who did
that? Taz.
I have no idea who that is.
He's about 3 foot tall.
he really is.
He looks a lot bigger on the Lucky Charms box.
he spins around and talks incoherently.
Nah, that's a different Taz. That Taz can cut a better promo.
He got pretty good promos.
Yeah, he was all right.
All right.
He was the little tank.
Okay.
Now, I wrote this down because you won't stop bitching about it. You want to talk about Ronda Rousey. You want to talk about Rob Gronkowski.
God damn it. What?
Gronkowski. Remember Gronk Dick?
Gronk Dick.
Yeah, I just call him Gronk. It works.
Yeah.
But you say that Ronda Rousey and Rob...
Gronk?
Gronkowski.
Is he Gronk?
Gronk. That they're both interested in going to WWE. As well as Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, well, I was reading on about Ronda Rousey. She says that she wants me in WWE. Her agent came out and said that it was just a one and done type deal.
Yeah.
But ever since she's left WrestleMania, she can't wait to get back in.
So it's because it's a different atmosphere.
Yes, and she wants to be part of it somehow. So she's figuring out a way to get in there for more things than just WrestleMania.
Maybe they could just start trading people back and forth. Like, give them back Brock Lesnar for a few months, take Ronda for a few months, back.
I feel like Brock has a much sweeter deal with the WWE.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he gets to throw around, tiny men and
never lose.
Never lose.
Always look good.
Paid a lot of money
Wrestle once every 4 months.
They can do, the draft lottery again between UFC and WWE.
And start sending people back and
just
forth.
Just do, the bingo raffle. Yeah. And
I'm all for Gronkowski going to... He's.
I don't think he wants to be a wrestler. He was. He, there was a. I forget the NXT wrestler's name. His name is Mojo Rawley. You probably know about
Mojo.
It.
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah. Whatever. Apparently.
See, he doesn't. His gimmick is he doesn't get hype.
Yes, and
he stays hype.
And Gronk loves him. Gronk loves him, and they did a promo together. And he wants. and he wants to.
Gronk love Mojo.
I mean, that's how I see Gronk as just, big caveman. It's like I first made that joke, just like, Gronk make touchdown, Gronk do good. And yeah, I can't fucking stand him. He's a giant prick.
He is, but he's entertaining. You gotta give him that.
Fuck him. Okay. I'm not gonna give him shit. First of all, I'm a Colts fan.
I hear you.
So I hate the Patriots.
Agreed. Everybody does.
Lindsay's just looking around going, mm-hmm.
Yeah, hate the Patriots, and I hate Gronkowski because he's an athletic freak. That,
egotistical asshole, too.
And he is an egotistical asshole. But, he can back it up.
Yes, he can.
As much as I hate him, I'll give him that. Dude, you have to have triple coverage on him or he'll catch the ball.
The ball is this rectangular?
Rectangular?
Oval.
It's oval.
It's made out of pigskin.
And they spiral it to the catcher.
Yeah.
If they throw it right.
Yes.
I'll throw you a wicked spiral.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to throw it right to Gronkowski. You just, in his general area, he'll grab it. Dude is really tall.
So you're saying that if the WWE gives him the ball, he'll run with it.
Yes. And basically, he's basically saying he wants, he not make, not do a wrestling, but he wants to do something with this superstar, like manager or some type, which I
Which he kind of needs, because Mojo is good about getting a crowd hyped up, but he's not really getting anywhere in NXT.
I think it would be a great angle if they had Gronk work with them.
Gronk and Mojo.
Gronk and Mojo.
Sounds like a bad cartoon.
Yeah, like dude is...
Sounds like something from Nickelodeon in the 90s.
Like yeah. He's a tight end. He's 6'6 and 265 pounds.
Yeah. Wait, what is he?
He's 6'6, 265 pounds as a tight end.
I'm over it.
he's huge.
So maybe we'll have some people to replace Daniel Bryan.
Hopefully.
People that are bigger and that Vince McMahon will actually push.
And it really sucks. I really like Daniel Bryan too, which we all do.
I do, but
it's getting... It's
I like the Bellas better.
I know. Would you like to look at the Bellas?
I love to look at the Bellas. Last thing I want to talk about before we wrap this up, because I want to go home and drink.
And Zach wants to watch Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. You better watch them fast too, because if a month passes and you still haven't watched them, I'm just taking them back.
How are you going to get them if I don't bring them?
I know where you
just
live.
Just like how... Well, how are you going to get in?
That's really not hard.
Apparently, I'll just swim through.
I have a dog.
I'll swim through the moat in your backyard and get in through the floor.
Just gotta avoid the alligators, apparently.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk about. I wrote this down just because I think it's funny. The Cape Comic Con was this weekend. And,
let's hear your story.
All right, here's my story for Cape Comic Con. I talked to Hunter Hendricks, Double H, who we had just spent time with on Thursday, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to be at the Comic Con. You know, why don't you swing by and we'll hang out?" I'm like, "All right, cool." So I left work early, an hour early.
What time?
2 o'clock. I was supposed to be there till 3. I went to the Comic Con, and as I'm leaving to go to the Comic Con, Zach Kurgis, who replaced me that day, said, "You know, you may want to take cash because I don't think they take card." And I thought, that's 2015.
But it's Cape Comic Con.
It's 2015.
But it's Cape Comic Con.
So I drive to the Comic Con. I get out. I walk up. I walk up to the wrong window, apparently. And they were very adamant about that. It kind of made me feel like an idiot.
Didiot?
A didiot. That's a Diddy Kong idiot. I walk up and I say, I hope this is the right window. Also, do you guys have a credit card machine? Because I don't have any cash. And I said it very meekly. Because I was hoping that that would win me some points. And she does not care. The most non-concerned look. She's probably like 25. She looked young. Okay. Most non-concerned look on her face. And she said, "No, we just take cash." And again, in my head, I wish I could do the John Panette voice when he gets mad. Because that's how I felt. I miss John Panette too.
I do too. That's really unfortunate. Continue.
But I got so mad. And I thought, it's 2015. How do you not take credit cards? Because the people inside...
Take credit cards.
At the vending machines? Take credit cards.
They have Square.
The
vendors,
they have the little things you have on your phone.
Come on, Cape Comic Con. So I asked her, I said, "Okay, well, is there an ATM around here?" And her and the other person that was there point to my left, and they say, "There's actually one right over there." So I see the ATM, and I go, "Okay, thanks." I start walking to it. I go about 5 steps away, and they go, "But it's broken."
Stupid bitches.
which I stopped dead in my tracks, and I turn around, and they say, "You'll have to go across the street to the bank and withdraw the money." And I just, fuck it. Don't care.
I would have looked around and said, "Then why the fuck did you point it out to me, goddammit?" Like, I would have fucking snapped.
Thankfully, Hunter was actually coming out as I couldn't get in.
Why didn't he get you in?
Well, they actually offered. Like, his wife offered. I guess she found a card on the ground, and she handed it to me and said, "Here, just use this to get in." But I thought, something will happen. There's some kind of machine that detects when someone's got the wrong card, and I will be horribly embarrassed because they're going to kick me out.
You think they're
going to
have a fucking machine?
I was never impressed with their vendors during the few years that we did go.
Let's let the logical flaws
go. I think I get where Zach's going with this.
And the fact is, you're getting embarrassed at a Cape Girardeau, Missouri Comic Con.
How'd you say that word?
Cape Girardeau? What did you say? It doesn't matter. Go on.
You were going to get embarrassed if a machine busted you at a Cape Comic Con thing. You were going to get embarrassed by that.
You're more likely to get busted by a big fat guy who hasn't showered in 3 days.
Well, I mean,
that was my card.
I ran into a couple of those actually, but it didn't matter. I stood outside and I talked to Hunter and his wife, his lovely wife. She's so pretty. Hunter, please don't hit me. and I talked to our friend Max Ritter, who was dressed up as the Riddler. You know, he comes in for SEMO game night, or he used to. I haven't fucking seen him in weeks. I talked to Mimi. She was there with her husband and small, you know, creature. Jack Johnson and Big Pat that comes to the store.
Jack Johnson, the singer?
Yeah, Jack Johnson, the singer.
Shannon, real quick, can we get a Pat laugh? Because I feel like the listeners need to hear it.
But you gotta say something funny first.
Something this dick.
God damn it.
All right, there you
okay,
go.
So I do have an inverse story there for you real quick about like the that girl with the Comic-Con entrance.
Yeah.
So I was there for Magic. Like I went there to play. They had a huge like Magic the Gathering tournament.
Now, Jordan, if you're listening, we're talking
Magic
about the
Gathering
game.
Is a card game.
This wasn't an actual gathering of magicians.
Does he listen to that part?
I don't think he listens to this show.
He doesn't even know he's on it.
But, yeah, I went there. Yeah, it was a big tournament, like $200 cash prize for grand prize and a bunch of other goodies. I go to pay, and it's, you know, $10 to get in for the one-day pass. On Facebook, one of the hosts of the Magic tournament said, if you say you're here for Magic, it's only $5. So, you know, I walk up there, she's like, all right, $10. And it's like, well, I'm here for Magic. All right, $10. And I was like, no, if I say I'm here for Magic, it's supposed to be $5. And she's like, oh, $5.
So she just walked up to her and be like, I'm here to see Hunter.
No,
I'm here to see beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Osage
I'm here
for Center
free. If I mention
employees.
Bobby Eaton, it's free. No, I'm pretty sure these were just random, like, college girls.
Or were they con volunteers,
yeah.
Basically?
Probably.
Yeah, so, like, I just thought it was really funny. It was like, I really could have probably said anything I wanted.
And she would have gone
at the level
with
of confidence that I had, apparently. And she'd be like, all right.
Yeah, that's what I
so
get
you could have just walked in and said, I'm with the media. I don't have to pay.
I'm from Podzilla 1985. Oh God!
Dude, make a press pass that says Podzilla 1985 and see what we can get away with that.
Well, you remember, like, there was I don't remember his name. He would come in for every GameStop midnight release. This is, I kind of wish John Massey was here because he apparently knows the guy personally.
Band.
He has a press badge. I think he does like some freelance work with Southeast Missourian.
Right.
And every single midnight release, he would ask if he could get to the front of the line so that he could get his game home early and go ahead and get his report written up for the game.
Smart.
So he could submit it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the motherfucker has never submitted anything to anybody.
No.
But, or he may have, I don't know. I know he was a weird dude. He was married. He had a mistress. It was just, yeah.
I'm making us a Podzilla pot, press pass.
Like a press badge. I actually had a press badge when I was at Shawnee, when I was with the Tempo.
I have Photoshop.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're hard to make.
The Tempo.
I'd rather really make a Shawnee college joke, but they're too easy.
I think they make jokes of themselves.
They are the joke, and they don't realize it.
But Jesse, I didn't get to go in. How was it?
Just
give me a brief review.
I didn't get to do a whole lot outside of, you know, Magic was in a different room, and so was, like, the video game tournaments. I went onto the main floor. It was probably the most packed I've ever seen Cape Comic Con.
So it wasn't like just 20 people wandering around the square tables.
No,
like
and
they,
that's good.
Right.
Like, there was at least 150 people there. Like,
so it's
actually just
growing, finally.
Right. Like, and that's just in the main floor area, like
the
vendor room
section.
That's all I wanted to go to was the vendor room.
Right.
And I wanted to meet.
I mean, they're doing
Zach, go ahead and ask the question. I know you
did
want
you
to.
Did you meet the wrestler?
God damn it.
Mickey Rourke was not there.
He has a name.
Was the beautiful Bobby Eaton of Midnight Express. Did you meet them?
I did not.
I have a story about that. Hunter told me that he, him and his wife were walking around and nobody was there for Bobby Eaton.
God damn it, I would have been.
He said nobody
but
was.
You weren't.
Yeah.
But I had a
wife. I couldn't. They wouldn't let me in.
I would have given you $5 for an autograph.
I would have taken it.
You should have came and got it. All I have is $5.
But he said nobody was there for Bobby. No one really talked to him. No one was around his table. He said he went up, and I think he said hi to him or just said hello. And his wife asked him, you know, is this Bobby Eaton? And he said yes. And I like to think that she actually asked that in front of him. Like, they were standing in front of him. She was like, is this the guy? And Hunter's like, yeah. And Bobby's just sitting there sad,
aww,
wishing someone would give him attention.
And so Louie had to go find him at IHOP.
Oh, yeah. Well, who said that? Was it you that told me that story? That Louis apparently found
Bobby
Eaton.
You didn't see the picture?
No,
I'll show you the picture.
I avoid Facebook.
You
like
and
the
your
plague
pictures.
If I have to.
Hey, I'm that guy. I'm the research guy of the during the show. They can be the research after and before.
Well,
whatever.
Except
and
that
you're
he
on
and I are looking
and
on our
laptops.
Well, I'm just staring at the hour and 25 minutes we're creeping up on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All
right, so let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Which one of these is beautiful Bobby Eaton?
I'm going to show you which one is beautiful.
I think he's the blonde hair dude.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's beautiful Bobby Eaton. I don't know who the other
if you're listening
is
to this, I'm sorry.
And you know, beautiful Bobby Eaton, I'm a Bobby Eaton fan. I used to watch him wrestle. I thought he was pretty good in WWF, WCW.
You gotta take a look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I already have. Yeah, he's not a bad wrestler. I wish more people had paid respect to him, honestly.
Who's it on the right?
It makes sense that not a lot of people at the Cape Comic Convention
would know who Beautiful Bobby is. It made sense when Jerry Lawler was down here.
And Jim Cornette.
And Jim Cornette, yeah. But
you have current
Yeah, but Bobby Eaton, I mean, that's just like, that's like saying, hey, we've got...
I think they were trying to go for the Memphis crowd, because wasn't he big in Mid-South wrestling in Memphis, like down there?
A lot of those guys were Southern wrestlers, yeah. Which is why I said, like, Jerry Lawler made sense, Jim Cornette made sense.
Well, like, Cape Comic Con isn't quite big enough for there to be panels yet. And that's what really draws people from out of town.
Hey, you know what? If they do a panel next year...
Podzilla. We'll bring our press passes.
Yeah, I think
we could talk about podcasting. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. And Pence a Nerd. Sometimes I forget you have your own show. Because we invite you onto the Sunday show. You help us out a lot. Sometimes I forget you have your own podcast. Actually, guy came into my apartment today to do maintenance on, we had a leaky pipe. Mm. I had a leaky pipe.
He took care of it. I bet you did.
he's
crank it real good.
He's looking at it, and he asked me, he goes, you know Jess Kimball, don't you? And I said, yeah, me and him are friends. Yeah. He said, yeah, I saw you guys together the other day. I'm like, yeah, we hang out. We do a show together occasionally. Like, yeah, I know, I listen to it. I'm like, oh, you listen to the
Which
show?
Which one?
That's the, yeah. He goes, yeah, I've only listened to, I think two episodes of it so far. I mean, you guys are up to what, six right now? And I was like, well, that's his show, actually. I have my own show. We're up to 17. And he goes, and his eyes bulged out. And I'm like, yeah, we don't stop over at Podzilla. He's never listened to a single show for that. Nor does he know what exists.
I still think it was funny you got free pizza for it.
I did get free pizza. And I
gotta start telling people I do Pen and Nerd.
Oh yeah, dude. See if I can get... It's like Zach said, you start telling people that you're a celebrity, even if you're not a huge celebrity, they'll take anything. They'll take anything and give you something for free.
I mean, that's what you and I need is more pizza.
Yeah, well, clearly. We had pizza for dinner last night. Zach, what did you bring in for the show?
I brought that delicious Casey's.
That Casey's pizza. Jesse, there's Casey's some cold pizza? Casey's pizza up there.
Dude, goddamn it.
It was actually really good.
It's the best pizza ever have.
Now, the best is when we get to a point where when we mention things on the air, they start giving us free stuff for it. Because that's what Conan O'Brien gets.
So holler if you hear us.
That's true. Like, we're going to start, like, we need to get a deal with, like, Samsung. So they can just start sending us phones and
so,
shit.
So, I think after this, I'm going to go to the store and get me a cold Pepsi, which always refreshes me after a hard show. go home and play some PlayStation 4. Maybe some Heroes of the Storm by Blizzard. One of my favorites. But we're going to do that right now. I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening once again to Podzilla 1985. I always appreciate it. If not for all five of you, I would kill myself. Lindsay, thank you for sitting there and squawking occasionally.
I was playing my DS during most of it.
I zoned out.
It's true. I saw her
hat. I zoned out during your guys' talk about stuff.
I like to think that that's what everyone does while they have this on the background. Zach, thank you again for being here. I guess we'll see you again on... the wrestling show over the weekend.
Yeah, we're doing the preview.
Oh, yeah. Big show this weekend, guys. On Saturday, it's going to be the Extreme Rules preview special. We're going to have the all-star panel back together. Me, Zach, Louie, and Hunter, I believe, we're all four of us are going to be on the show.
We're the four horsemen of the podcast.
Four horsemen of the podcast-alypse. And Jesse, of course, from Pen and Nerd, thank you, as always, for coming in and... providing some commentary because I can't draw it out of these two.
Thanks for having me.
I'm just kidding.
I just don't know what the fuck. What's
wrong? He does wrestling. I do animation. Look.
And we've had one show. So what's wrong with America, right here, guys? We'll be back on Tuesday with a guest we can't name legally. I promised him we wouldn't name him because we're going to talk about some serious shit. We're going to talk about police brutality in America. And it's going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm kind of nervous about how this is going to go. But we'll see you guys then. Thank you so much, and have a good night.
Have a good one.